Welcome to Faith and Freedom. I'm Chimene Nugent. You know, unless you've been in the bush in South Africa, where I got this zebra with my 35-pound Matthews bow, you've likely heard about Tucker Carlson's departure from Fox News. Last year, when my husband Ted was a guest on Tucker's show, we had the opportunity to spend the day with him. And if you've ever watched Tucker, you've likely heard his endearing giggle. It's not just for TV. That's how he really is in person. Susan, his wife, who is very sweet and charming, described her husband as optimistic and positive. And you know, I have to agree. But Tucker is surrounded by bodyguards and snipers. Why? He's just a talk show host. Tucker had the audacity, like Glenn Beck and like my husband and like many others, to speak out about corruption in the government. And he got canceled for it. Anyone who thinks outside of the mainstream media talking points is attacked. And I'm still permanently banned on Twitter. And I've even had death threats. I can't imagine what Tucker and his family are going through right now. You know, I always end this show with a positive point. We will do funny pet videos at the end, but I also end with quoting Esther 4:14. For if you keep silent at this time, relief and deliverance will rise from the Jews, for the Jews, from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not come to the kingdom for such a time as this. The message of Esther 4:14 can encourage us all to speak out. And just as Esther did for her people, we should all consider that perhaps we were born for such a time as this. You know, the only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good people to do nothing. I think we all know that Tucker Carlson isn't going anywhere. Instead, I think he'll rise to the top and realize his full potential. Likely, he might be even hinting at this in his latest statement. Take a listen.
Both political parties and their donors have reached consensus on what benefits them, and they actively collude to shut down any conversation about it. Suddenly, the United States looks very much like a one-party state. That's a depressing realization, but it's not permanent. Our current orthodoxies won't last. They're brain dead. Nobody actually believes them. Hardly anyone's life is improved by them. This moment is too inherently ridiculous to continue, and so it won't. The people in charge know this. That's why they're hysterical and aggressive. They're afraid. They've given up persuasion. They're resorting to force. But it won't work. When honest people say what's true, calmly and without embarrassment, they become powerful. At the same time, the liars who've been trying to silence them shrink, and they become weaker. That's the iron law of the universe. True things prevail.
Representative Anna Paulina Luna joining us live now for comment. Anna, thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm so good, and I'm so happy to see you, and I'm so proud of you. And you and I have spent a little bit of time doing some rallies and some fundraisers in Naples, Florida, and I have seen you go through this process. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been definitely an experience of a lifetime, obviously a big learning curve. But as you're seeing, you know, being one of the 20 initially that kind of helped negotiate the terms of the speaker's fight, and then also to what we're seeing with the recent package that we just sent over to the Senate in regards to budget cuts and the debt ceiling, we're doing some good stuff up here. So very happy to be a part of the team.
Well, I want to get more into that, but I also want to get your thoughts on the big shakeup with Tucker Carlson. What do you think?
I mean, I actually did a video on this on my social media. It was really funny to see these like left-wing pundits and, you know, representatives turn conservatives that were trying to say, oh yeah, Tucker Carlson's, you know, they're doing like these like crazy Tucker Carlson's gone victory laps. And I'm just thinking to myself, that is the dumbest thing to do, because Tucker being unchained is probably one of the left's worst nightmares. And obviously, as you saw with that video, it sounds like he's probably going to be A, not only doing his own thing, but also two, like you said, bringing forward the truth. And really, that's, I think, what he was starting to do on his Fox Nation show. But obviously, even then, so there's still some red tape. So I'm very excited. He's definitely not going anywhere anytime soon, and we'll see what he's going to be up to. I have a feeling it'll probably involve an independent show. I would maybe see if he's going to do something with Elon Musk's Twitter. Who knows? But he's definitely not going anywhere.
No, I don't think so. Why does it seem like the left can get away with so much? I mean, they can maybe even get away with murder and nothing happens. But we've talked about this before. I'm still, Anna, permanently suspended on Twitter. And I know you've been a victim of cancel culture as well. What are your thoughts on this? How are we going to get back to, you know, opening this up for everybody? I mean, when I was growing up, we had three television channels. If you didn't like what was on one station, you just switch it to the next station. What are your thoughts on our First Amendment? Are we ever going to get it back fully?
I think so, but I would start out by saying, one, referencing Twitter, I think that you should try to reach out now that the purchase has gone through with Elon Musk, because I know that there was a ton. I mean, I was in the hearing as a member of House Oversight where Representative Boebert brought forward evidence from Twitter that showed that her official accounts were actually being suppressed because she was putting out certain information, and they did that to a sitting member of Congress. So now that we have Twitter back, obviously that's a huge deal because this is an information war. And from a congressional perspective, you know, our laws covering communications and guidelines haven't really been updated. They really only cover down on print, radio, and television. And as we're seeing with digital and social media, that's kind of the new form of media that no one ever anticipated. So the laws have to be up to date. And so that's something that we hope to do once we take back the White House and the Senate. But obviously anything that we put out of the House right now, minus the budget that we just sent over to Senate, is likely going to be killed because the Senate is controlled by Democrats and they don't want to actually let us pass legislation. But they can't do that in regards to the budget because that's really our slice of the pie. So we'll see what happens. But I do think that it's going to take people to understand social media as a whole. I'm one of those people. A lot of the younger legislators that work and operate on social media to write that legislation so that people can have their First Amendment respected.
The presidential field is really getting full already for 2024. We've got Biden on the left. And in an interesting turn of events, we've got Robert F. Kennedy Jr. now running for the Democrat Party. On the right, of course, we've got President Trump, Vivek Ramaswamy, and maybe even Governor DeSantis. Your thoughts?
Well, I just saw something, I think it was on Breitbart, that reported that about a third of Democrats are saying that they're going to be voting for an independent candidate because they just don't want to vote for Biden. So I think that as far as the national field's concerned, that's actually a really good thing for the Republican ticket across the board, because that means that people are just completely disenfranchised, not just with this president, but really the Democrat Party as a whole. But I'm sure you guys already saw this. I fully endorse President Trump for 2024, as well as nine other colleagues of mine in the Florida delegation. I think I was one of the first two, along with Representative Matt Gaetz. But, you know, my main reasoning, and I obviously continue to support Governor DeSantis as my governor in Florida, but I'm really concerned about the rise of China. And so this is like something that I know for a fact, Trump is going to be completely just absolutely zero tolerance for BS in regards to foreign policy. And that's what we need right now. So that's why he has my endorsement.
Absolutely. Let's take a look at what Byron Donalds has to say.
My view on the presidential primaries amongst Republicans is that our nominee's got to hit the ground running on day one and be able to say to the world, look, American leadership is back. We're not going to have countries and their sovereignties be taken advantage of. We want to actually have global security and global trade and, frankly, global harmony. I remember Hillary Clinton once said in a debate in 2016 that if Donald Trump became president of the United States, we would be on the precipice of World War III. Well, that never happened. As a matter of fact, the world got a lot safer. If anybody's got us on the precipice, it's Joe Biden. So if you ask me a decision between Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis, what I'm looking for is somebody who can come in day one and get America back on track. Donald Trump has done it once. He can do it again. And I would ask all Americans, you have President Trump, you have President Biden. They both done the job. The question is, who did it better?
What are your thoughts on that? We really do have to drain the swamp, and it starts with people like you and Representative Donalds. Can President Trump do it again?
Yeah, 100%. We saw in national polling that President Trump had the American people, Democrats specifically, known that the Hunter Biden laptop was real. They would never have voted for him. Again, that stat saying a third of Democrats are not going to be voting for Biden. I mean, look, there obviously was an issue with secure elections, and there are instances, and that is exactly why you have certain states. I just met with actually the Secretary of Elections for the state of West Virginia, and so that's why in Florida we locked him down. West Virginia, there's some other states that are doing that as well, but obviously transparency, and then obviously people registering as poll workers, and then also to getting involved at the local grassroots level so that we can ensure that not only are we registering people to vote, but that fraudulent instances don't occur. I think that that's huge. I think that the social media was huge, and I think the fact that the polling nationally, even from a generic Republican ballot versus Democrat, is showing that there's a 4% lead across the nation. So I think President Trump's going to win. That's kind of just what my gut is going to tell me. I think there's a lot of people in Washington that don't want him to win, but that's exactly why he's the guy that we need.
Hey, I have a surprise for you. I don't think you've ever met my husband, have you?
I think I saw him in passing once, but nice to see you. How are you? I have my husband, Andy, come here. Come say hi to them.
Oh, there we go.
I have my husband here too.
Yeah. Well, nice to meet you, Anna. God bless you. You're doing God for truth, logic, and common sense. God bless you, baby.
Thank Amen. You. We're big fans. Well,
we should do this more often.
It's like a double date.
Fill in for us.
I tell you what, she stayed busy up here. I cannot believe how busy these folks stay up here, especially the ones that are not part of the swamp.
How about our wives? Let's hear it for our wives.
I know. Amen. I can't tell people. I'm just the driver. I just watching her do it.
I just load her ammo. Her magazine.
That's it.
That's pretty badass.
Keep the mags full.
Right? Anna probably does that herself. Well, Anna, you are absolutely doing God's work. We are so happy to be aligned, and I'm so grateful that you came on. What's on your plate next?
So one of the biggest things that we're going to be working on next from a legislative perspective is, I can't say too much because I will get in trouble with my legislative director here, but we're going to be working on how to make our food nationally cleaner and healthier. And so if you follow me on social media, on my personal accounts at Real Anna Paulina, I actually put out a lot about removing food dyes like yellow number 6, red 40, really things that are being added to our foods that are not good for us, and I would say that are basically poison. So we're working on that. And then also to every single day, I mean, I sit on House Oversight and Natural Resources, and so not only are we conducting investigations into the Biden family, obviously it's been known now, this is not a conspiracy theory, but Biden's family was taking money from the Communist Chinese Party. Their bank records of those transactions, that is literally from the Department of Treasury. And so we'll be having hearings on that, but really just kind of stay up to date with what we're doing on my official accounts at Rep Luna. Lots of investigations, lots of fighting, but don't lose hope because there's a good group of us up here and we're not going to let them win.
Well, I'm so excited for what you're doing. And please let me know if there's anything that we can do to help you with the food, because it's such an amazing thing to even think that they're putting in chemicals that are, I mean, they wouldn't allow them in any other countries. And now with mRNA, Anna, have you heard about that? They want to put mRNA in our lettuce and in our cattle and in the meat.
I mean, we have our own chickens, and I hate to get to that point, but I really just started paying attention to what they're doing to foods, GMOs, all of that. But then again, in addition to what they feed animals when they're mass produced on some of these farming operations, and you consume that, and it's really bad for you. So if you can, I'm a huge advocate for getting your own chickens and homesteading when you can, whether it's raising your own vegetables. But I mean, really from, you know, I hear about it all the time from my colleagues from across the aisle, and they say, you know, what about the underserved communities? And literally, I just heard someone the other day saying that Republicans were trying to cut benefits for Black and brown people. And I'm thinking that is, one, not true. But also, when you're looking at what SNAP EBT actually is able to purchase, it's this massively processed food. And a lot of those additives in that food are leading to higher risks of cardiovascular failure, obesity, diabetes, and they are impacting underserved communities. So this is something that should be a bipartisan issue. And we'll see, because we're going to bring the heat on it.
Awesome. Well, God bless you, and let us know if we can help. Thank you again so much for joining us, both of you.
Thank you.
God bless, Anna. So good to see you. Coming up next, Sam and Kevin Sorbo, and then Ted. America is on the wrong track. Recently in Chicago, more than 500 people took to the streets to try to reverse that wrong track and condemn the recent violence led mostly by teens in that area, and to tell them to seek mentorship and, well, take a look. Here's what some of them had to say.
What I think would help them is each man take one to learn that there's another way in life. You don't have to go that way.
We want to let our young people know that they are not forgotten, that they're not forsaken. However, there is behavior that's acceptable and behavior that's not acceptable.
Now unto you be the glory, the majesty, the power, and the dominion for now and forever. Let the men of God say together, amen.
Amen.
Joining me now live to discuss, Kevin and Sam Sorbo. Welcome, guys.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Yes, it is. Good to see you again.
Thank you so much for joining me. So what do you think it's going to take for America to get on the right track again? And what does that even look like?
Ladies first.
Oh, we got to get kids out of schools. Yeah. The schools are training them in bullying, frankly. And why do I say that? Because the schools teach children that survival of the fittest is the law of the land. And survival of the fittest, when it comes down to it, is just bullying, pure and simple. And so, you know, I was just talking with a gentleman who was on a speaking tour, and he spoke at a public high school where a brawl broke out to the extent where they had to shut everything down and get the kids out of the school because they could not control them. And then he spoke at a homeschool convention. And you had, you know, 1,000 kids all dressed in suits and ties and behaving very well. And, you know, there's a big difference. It's a big difference in the way that the kids are taught to be adults.
I would love to do an interview with those kids, those teenagers that are running through the streets. And I can almost guarantee you that 80% of them, or probably more than that, are raised without a father. And I think, you know, Denzel Washington grew up in the Boys and Girls Clubs. And he said how important that was for him to have a male voice in his life. And I think, kudos to these men walking the street right there, preaching the word and also saying that, you know, we'd love to, you know, each one of these kids come meet them to talk and have a conversation, because these people are looking for mentors. They're looking for proper leadership, and we're certainly not getting that. And if you look at a place like Chicago, when you have over 4,000 shootings every single year, and 99.2% of those are mostly black on black, there is a problem. And you know, they have no leadership within that city. Obviously, you've seen the mayor leave, and they got one now. The new one's just as bad, if not worse. It's just unbelievable that we allow this to go on in our city.
Well, and they don't have leadership in their schools.
No.
They don't have mentors, and even in the churches. You know, there are a lot of churches where you have a followership, a pastor who believes in followership as opposed to leadership.
Well, and whether it's New York or Detroit or Chicago or Los Angeles, these are all Democrat-run cities. There's a pattern here that is quite obvious to me. So I don't know. I don't know what it's going to take for people to start putting better people in the position of power, in the position of politics, to take care of the cities in the right way.
Totally agree with both of you. And one way that I know both of you have helped focus our attention on eternal matters is with your Left Behind movie that I know, Kevin, you directed, and Sam, you got to star in as well. So tell me about that movie. What did it mean to you, and how did you want it to affect the audience?
Well, I was a big fan of the books. The books were huge, 80 million best-selling books. They started back in 2000 with Kirk Cameron doing most of those. The most recent one before mine was from 2014. It was Nicolas Cage playing the role that I took over, the way of Rayford Steele, the pilot. And this book is really a continuation of this movie. It's 6 months now after the rapture. And I've joked with Sam before, I feel like Left Behind has already happened, that God looked down on earth and said, screw it, I'm leaving them all there right now. Because if you look at the violence and the hate and the anger going on in the world right now, it certainly feels like we are post-rapture right now and trying to find a way to fight through it. So this message, this movie has a wonderful message in it. It's You know, it's out there streaming right now. Go to leftbehindmovie.com. It's on DVD at Walmart, and it's a movie, I think, you know, for the whole family. There's a great message in there. It's like a political thriller. It's not like in your face with religion. It's really just, okay, this is what's going on in the world right now. What are we going to do about it?
Absolutely. And wonderful acting, by the way. But I know what you're talking about with the rapture. I was working on my garden, which I encourage everybody to try and build something, get your hands in the soil. And so I've got somebody helping me because we're building raised beds so I don't have to bend over. And these people that were helping me, the husband and wife that work for us, they homeschool their kids. And they said, okay, we'll meet you there at the garden behind our house at such and such a time. And we were all there working, and they said, well, we got to go back and get something. And they left, and they didn't come back. And I'm like, is this the rapture? Like, a lot of people don't understand, but it's funny, but it's not funny. And what I love about what you guys are doing is, Kevin, you are bold, and you know my husband well enough to know you guys are really sticking your neck out there for people and stepping outside the mainstream box. How were you criticized when you started doing that in Hollywood?
Well, I started doing it years ago, and actually was warned by a couple of names out there. I'm not going to name them, but one of them happens to be my wife, saying I better be careful of what I'm posting on the internet. And I said, well, I'm posting the truth. What's wrong with posting the truth? But, you know, as each year goes by, truth becomes like kryptonite. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing to me that we now are, anybody can say anything about anybody, and it doesn't have to be true. And we now are guilty until we're proven innocent. It never used to be that way. Yeah. And as I've said, and pretty much where your husband Ted is like, I mean, Hollywood and the mainstream media love people like us, but I'm going to keep doing it. And sure enough, about a dozen years ago, I got booted out of Hollywood. I feel like I'm the first cancel culture victim of Hollywood before it actually became a term, just because I'm a conservative and a Christian, which in Hollywood is like being a double leper, apparently. But we formed the SorboStudios.com. We're doing things our own way. We're putting out books, True Strength, True Faith, Real Together. Sam's got a number of wonderful books on homeschooling, but also Words for Warriors, which is a great great way for people to understand how the meanings of words really are, and not the way that
take back the language.
Yeah, and if so many people right now trying to change history, they're trying to erase history, like, you know, we're the only country in the world that's had good or bad history, and every country's had bad history. But I'm just doing what I can to put out a positive message. And Hollywood, fine. I don't need them. I've been doing my own for 30, 40 years right now. Would I love to do some more? I mean, 30, 40 years, 30, 40 movies since then. I would love to do some movies in Hollywood. Sure. I don't hold that kind of anger and hate towards them that they hold towards people like us. I find it amazing to me that people really just can't get along, to, you know, borrow a phrase from somebody else. But I think we got a battle on our hands, but I'm going to keep fighting because I believe in what I'm doing.
Jermaine, we also have a new film that just came out. It's a documentary called Irreligious Nation, and Kevin's in it, and I'm in it, and we produced it as a documentary documenting a tour that we did in Israel with about 60 people, mm-hmm. and asking the question, is faith really important anymore? Do we really need religion after all, you know? And it's you might be surprised at the answer and the way that we come across the answer in this documentary. So I encourage people, they can go to salemnow.com to see it. It's also airing on Epic TV. If you have a subscription to Epic TV, you can watch it there. We're doing everything that we can to breathe into the culture, to bring life and truth and beauty and goodness into the culture. And, we're up against some strong tides right now with everything that's going on in our schools and everything that's going on in our government and politics. We're up against some strong tides, which is not to say that we can't overcome.
Well, atheism is a faith. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's a very strong faith.
What's
and believing
the faith that's
in
being
nothing.
Taught in our government
and
schools?
It's what is being taught. Yeah, so it's winning that war right now. I think evil is winning the war right now. And we got to wake up because we're losing our country, let alone the world. We're losing our country. And if America goes, trust me, the world's going to get swallowed right along with it.
Yeah, absolutely. They are trying to divide us. But like you said, there are some good things coming out of this. Sam, tell us about the Mother's Day bundle.
Oh, yeah, the Mother's Day bundle up on sorvostudios.com. It includes a book, a DVD, also a set of cards for Mother's Day that my daughter designed and drew. We're very excited about that. And there's also a very lovely bracelet for mom that has a Bible quotation on it. And it all ties together in a beautiful little package. The book itself is quite beautiful. It's a book about parenting and being the best parent that you can be. And it's a little bit of guidance for parents. Because, Shemaine, you know, the more that we send our children to school, the less parenting we've done. And this is over the decades. And so at this point, we're all school injured. And we know less and less about how to parent our children to the point where we allow the schools to take over parenting our children. It's no wonder the schools are assuming the role of the parent and saying, you parents butt out, you don't get a say here. Well, that's the way that we've been trained throughout our schooling. And it's a good surprise to me that so many parents are saying, wait a minute, no, you can't take my authority entirely. So, so what I'm trying to do for parents is to retrain them in how to think about education, because the way we think about education is the way we were taught to think about education by the teachers in the schools, and look where that has gotten us. And so we need to rethink this entire thing, and I can help. I've done it with three, we've done it with our three kids. It's not rocket science. It's easier than you ever imagined, and it's more rewarding than you ever dared to dream.
I love the fact that Sleepy Joe Biden, our president, came out yesterday saying that they're not your children, that they are the government's children, that they're our children. So he took a page right out of Joseph Stalin's book.
It's collectivism.
Book,
that's what it is.
Lenin's book. I mean, it's unbelievable to me what's going on right now. And so many parents just fall into it. And it is, okay, there's so many sheep out there. And we need to wake up the lions. The lions got it. Don't be afraid to speak up and get out there. Who cares? If you lose friends, they weren't your friends to begin with. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, I appreciate what you guys are doing. You are a light in this darkness right now that we're experiencing, and you're setting an example for so many people, a course to follow. What's next for you guys? We got about 30 seconds.
We are taking another group to Israel. We are sold out at 80. We're taking a group to walk in the footsteps of Jesus this month. If you want to join us next year, we're already about 70% filled up, I believe.
Yeah.
Go to sorboisraeltrip.com. You can sign up for May of 2024. It's a wonderful trip. I have another documentary coming out, two documentaries coming out this fall as well. One is called Eating with the Enemy. It's a documentary on the Last Supper. And the other one is last May, I was in Israel again. Sam came along and I did a documentary on the Ark of the Covenant in the Tabernacle. It's called The Quest for the Throne. So look for those coming out soon. And you go, once again, sorbostudios.com is the place for all information.
And my playbook for home learning, which is a guide for parents, teaching them what we should be talking about when we talk about education and training them how to educate their children at home. I'm following it up with The Parent's Guide to Homeschooling. I'm very excited about this new resource that'll be coming out this summer.
I love it. Sam, Kevin, thank you so much for joining me. God bless.
Thank
you. Hope to see you guys soon.
Good to see you.
You too. Come visit. I bet you hate that music.
That's so cute. If my puppy dies, I'll know where to get the soundtrack. Shemaine, God bless you. I love you. Do you know how much I love this woman? Can we please have a round of applause for Mrs. Nugent, the Queen of the Forest, Little Miss Dangerous, Truth, Logic, Common Sense, Faith, and Freedom on Real America's Voice. Am I the luckiest guitar player in the world or what?
Ted, welcome. I want to get your comment about the
I may have a comment or two.
Department of Health and Human Services whistleblower. Take a look.
I thought I was going to help place children in loving homes. Instead, I discovered that children are being trafficked through a sophisticated network that begins with recruiting in home country, smuggling to the U.S. border, and ends when ORR delivers a child to a sponsor. Some sponsors are criminals and traffickers and members of transnational criminal organizations. Some sponsors view children as commodities and assets to be used for earning income. This is why we are witnessing an explosion of labor trafficking. Now, whether it's intentional or not, it could be argued that the United States government has become the middleman in a large-scale, multi-billion dollar child trafficking operation that is run by bad actors seeking to profit off of the lives of children.
Ted, what are your thoughts on this despicable situation? I mean, to think that it is intentional. We've got an open border. The White House needs to do a better job of securing the border. But also, it sounds like they're the human traffickers in chief.
You know, I'm a truth, logic, and common sense guy, and I examine the evidence, and then I spew the truth, logic, and common sense. The White House is the epicenter of Satan. Everything Uncle Sam stands for right now is pure evil. It's anti-freedom, it's anti-justice, it's anti-God, family, country, Constitution, Bill of Rights. These are horrible, horrible people, literally going against the spirit, the pulse of goodwill and decency. American citizens stand for good over evil. Uncle Sam stands and engineers evil over good. Would someone please start increasing your hell-raising, shut the border, stop the human trafficking and the child sex trafficking and the chemical warfare by the communist Chinese fentanyl gangs that Uncle Sam is facilitating to kill more American citizens annually than died in Vietnam War. Yeah, I could go on and on, and I'm really good at going on and on because I have a real America voice, truth, logic, and common sense spirit campfire. Be sure you tune in because it's about time that we the people acted more like Ted Nugent, defiant, critical thinking, and suspicious, if not condemning, of all abusive power out there, and it's out of control.
And now more than ever, I think it's really important to protect our Second Amendment rights, something that we're both passionate about. Share more about how this is going to play a role in the future of our country.
Well, when you're unarmed and helpless, which is what Hitler wanted everybody to be, which is what Pol Pot wanted everybody to be, which is what Che Guevara wanted everybody to be, come on! Is there a history lesson somewhere in our school system? When the government pursues to unarm, to disarm, and demand helplessness by its citizens, then they can control us. And the only thing that stands in the way is the Second Amendment. Please join Gun Owners of America. I think it's GOA.org. Gun Owners of America, the United States Concealed Carry Association. Join your state firearms Second Amendment organization, Second Amendment Foundation, the Citizens for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. You need to be participatory in the sacred experiment in self-government because Uncle Sam and the freak show of gangster devil Joe Biden, they're berserk trying to disarm Americans and they're on the fast track and we need to push back. We need to demand to keep and bear arms. It's so simple, it's stupid.
We had Anna Paulina Luna, Representative Anna Paulina
Luna.
Yeah,
she's great. By the way, I want to say to Anna, there's only one free-range chicken. It's called a pheasant. You know, the FDA is supposed to make sure our food and drugs are safe. The FDA is making sure our food and drugs are poisonous, coming from the enemies of mankind, the communist Chinese. The United States Department of Agriculture is supposed to make sure our food is safe. The United States Department of Agriculture is guaranteeing that our food is poison. Get a bow and arrow, get a rifle, get a shotgun, kill your own food because the only decent quality food left in America are quail and pheasants and woodcock and grouse and squirrel and rabbits and deer and elk and moose and bear and cougar and antelope. You've got to kill your own food if you want to feed your sacred temple the only quality protein and nutrition in the world. Case closed.
And now more than ever, I'm proud to be a bow hunter.
She's a killer.
And thank you for introducing me to bow hunting 34 years ago.
How about that? 34 years. And by the way, when Shemaine gets her Matthews bow and knocks an arrow, I sharpen my knife because there's going to be fresh, sacred flesh on the grill. And really, we live a hunting lifestyle. Thank you for supporting Ted Nugent's Spirit of the Wild TV on the Pursuit Network. We've been promoting and celebrating hands-on conservation and real earthly from seed to table lifestyle with our hunting lifestyle on Spirit of the Wild TV on Pursuit Network for 34 years. So get more involved. We're supposed to celebrate independence. And the only real independence is when you kill your own food and you know where it comes from and how it's handled. Because the USDA is the enemy of our diet, the FDA is the enemy of our health, and the DOJ is the enemy of justice. And I could go on, but I know you feel the effervescence.
I want to know who is making the decision to put mRNA into lettuce and into cattle. I want to know who those people are that get to decide that because we're not electing them.
It's really hard to tell who's doing that. I can't tell if it's Satan or Fauci because they're one and the same. Uncle Sam is destroying the American dream. And they're starting by making us dependent on their poisonous food chain. You know, a lot of people listen to me say this kind of stuff. They go, oh, as if they would do that. Yeah, bah, bah. Maybe they understand that better. We literally, faith and freedom starts with celebrating God's miraculous creation and being a responsible steward of his precious renewable resources and eating them. I mean, that really is what we do on Spirit of the Wild TV. And I've done for 74 years, hunt, fish, trap. It's the only environmental friendly activity available to mankind, and nothing is better.
What would you recommend to people who are just getting involved, especially women? I hear, you and I both hear this so many times. You need to go to a local archery shop and make sure they don't tell you you need to shoot a 50 or 60 pound bow. But what are the steps that people can take to start getting interested in archery?
Well, first of all, watch the Pursuit Network. Our Spirit of the Wild show and some great shows are on the Pursuit Network that will teach you the fundamentals of self-sufficiency, hands-on conservation, environmental accountability. That's really what hunting, fishing, and trapping is about. But go to your local gun range. Join your local, your state firearms association. Get a hold of your people that are at friendly sporting goods stores like Brian Shootback in Jackson, Michigan, and George Britton down in Tarpon Springs, Florida, and Bruce Call in Yankton, South Dakota. Find a friendly person behind the counter at a hunting store and let them walk you slowly through it, because you have to pursue it slowly, because it's a learning process. And the most important ethic of man is to make sure that we conduct ourselves responsibly and we make a clean, ethical kill on the game that we take. That includes fish. I mean, we don't let our fish suffocate on the way back to the dock. We put them in a bucket so that they can at least breathe till we kill them and grill them. So there's a lot of spirituality that goes into the hunting lifestyle. And as soon as you face that animal that you're going to end up eating, you're going to be driven instinctually to perform efficiently and ethically and conscientiously. And when you find somebody behind the counter at a sporting goods store that reflects that dedication, that's the person who will guide you into this great outdoor lifestyle.
And for more information on Ted's Spirit Campfire, you can watch that Friday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern. But you could also go to tednugent.com, where we've got updates about your tour. And let's talk about that really quickly. This is your last tour.
Well, it's my last official tour because hotel rooms are jail. And I miss Happy, Sadie, and Coco, and Shemaine, so I don't want to book another complete tour where I stay in any hotel rooms and miss my dogs and my wife. So this is the last organized tour. Ted Nugent, adios, mofo, 23, with the great Greg Smith on bass guitar and Jason Heartless on drums, playing the best music in the world, the tightest band in the world, the greatest guitar tone in the world, the most fun rock and roll rhythm and blues get down available. And I will continue to do music. In fact, next week or next month in Walnut Springs, Texas, on May 19 and 20, I'm doing two benefit concerts, May 19 and 20, at the Rattlesnake Roadhouse to raise money for the heroes of the military and their families. So the music will never stop, but I'm not going on an official tour again, because airports and hotels are like jail. And I'm such a good guy, I should never go to jail.
So if you want to get your tickets before they're sold out, go to tednugent.com.
It's a riot.
And will you be several people have asked me, will you be having the Danger Zone tickets, which are our backstage passes?
Yeah, backstage where you get a hug and a smooch from the old greasy guitar player. Yeah, you get to meet the band, and the money goes to different charities. We do a lot of military, law enforcement, and children's charities. So yeah, thank you for supporting my unbelievable gravity-defying soul music career all these years. But 2023 is going to be the best tour of my life.
And at tednugent.com, I sound like maybe a little bit of a commercial, but you have, just this morning, you were signing all the hats, right?
Yeah, we have a bunch of hats and a bunch of flags. I will not comply flags. When somebody gives you an immoral command, wear a mask, take an experimental shot, defy immorality. Come to tednugent.com and let your freak flag fly.
Well, Ted, thank you so much for joining with you. We've had several guests here on Faith and Freedom that have written conservative children's books. Kirk Cameron, Sean Spicer, Sheriff Mark Lamb, Sarah Carter. And those authors all wrote under the organization called Brave Books, which is attempting to bring back family values for children being raised in woke America. Joining us live now to discuss the CEO of Brave Books, Trent Talbot. Trent, thanks so much for joining me.
Hey, Shemaine, thank you for having me.
So tell us about why you decided to start Brave Books.
Yeah, so I was a happily practicing ophthalmologist, believe it or not, doing cataract surgery until I had my first daughter in the peak COVID craziness, 2020. And, you know, sort of like when you get a new car, you see that new car everywhere. When Charlotte was born, I began to see the indoctrination of our children everywhere and really bothered me. And it made me angry for a while, but then eventually I just started to have this idea of you know, under the belief that parents need a children's brand of entertainment that they can just trust. And they don't have to worry about if it's going to go woke, if the characters are going to turn trans or whatever. And so that was the inspiration. And then put together a great idea for a company behind our Freedom Island Book Club, which is our book of the month model. And yeah, it's been a wild ride. Never would have imagined.
What kind of backlash have you experienced, if you've experienced any at all?
We've experienced every sort of backlash that you can imagine. Google canceled our ad account. Facebook canceled our ad account. Amazon was giving Sean Spicer a really hard time not making his book available. And then you know, just the typical stuff that any outspoken conservative or Christian experiences these days that are putting points on the scoreboard, which is, you know, the hate mail and the death threats and the name calling and all that stuff. But we sort of expected that going in and haven't let that slow us down. We're very mission focused and keep the eye on the prize.
Is this what you're doing full time now? No more ophthalmology?
No more ophthalmology. No, this is it. And we've got 30 employees and it requires every bit of my bandwidth. That's for sure.
You know, this program is titled Faith and Freedom. I believe that what is going on now with the cancel culture and woke America is spiritual warfare. You know, they're allowing Disney to put in, you know, my two dinosaur dads and the satanic child movie that just recently came out and flopped, actually. But they're also allowing pornographic books right when you walk into libraries. Yeah. What do you think is going on, Trent?
I'm of the mindset that you are, Shemaine. I think it is a spiritual battle for the hearts, minds, and souls of our kids. And there's a side that wants our kids sexualized and confused and demoralized. And that's what we're up against, you know. And it seems to be very coordinated and have a lot of resources, you know. All the institutions, whether it's the big corporations like Disney, whether it's our public library system that we keep learning more about with what we're doing with Kirk Cameron, or it's our school system. The institutions seem to be against our kids these days, and there's a coordinated attempt to confuse, demoralize, and sexualize them. And that's why I think that it's important that parents out there have brands that, one, they can trust to make absolute high quality children's entertainment, but that at the same time are reinforcing the values that the parents hold dear, because that's what's going on. It's a battle between the state/culture and the parents for the hearts, minds, and souls of our kids. And we're trying to give parents a tool that they can use to capture the hearts, the minds of kids, and art and stories are so effective at that.
Now, are you homeschooling your daughter?
Well, she was born in the summer of 2020, so she is not quite three yet. We're starting. She does like 15 minutes of school, but that's the plan. When she gets, you know, pre-K age, yeah, we're going to homeschool. I don't know exactly for how long. We'll figure that out as we go, but definitely, you know, with what we see in the school system, that's where my wife and I's mind is at right now.
I homeschooled my son Rocco on two different occasions for 2 years. And you know, I've heard this was 20 years ago too. And there weren't as many resources available as there are now. But there were people saying, oh, it takes too much time, it's too much effort, I don't have the patience for it. I loved it. You get to spend more time with your kids and everything, like you go to the grocery store and say, okay, we have $20 to spend, which won't buy you much. But it could be a math lesson. Everything is a lesson, and they don't do that these days in school.
Yeah, for sure. And there's... Yeah, I see so many benefits from homeschooling. You know, Kirk Cameron, who I've gotten very close with over the last 6 months or so, you know, he's like the poster child of homeschooling. And so when we're on the road at one of these library events, he's constantly talking about it, and he's basically got me absolutely convinced. And yeah, it's you get to teach your kids, you know, the values that you hold dear, and there's. Also, just the bond between mother and child is also really benefited by that as well.
Absolutely. So what's next for Brave Books? Are you just going to stick with books, or are you going to do films or anything else?
We've got big plans. So our vision for the next 50 to 100 years is that when Christian conservative parents, when their kids hit 3 to 5 years old, they subscribe to our Freedom Island Book Club, and they get picture books for like 5 years. Every single month, they get a new picture book, and every book takes place in Freedom Island with our cast of characters, and they just fall in love with the world that we built, the characters. And then when they hit like 9 or so, it switches to chapter books, and then eventually middle grade novels. And all the while, they're getting, you know, live action television shows, animated television shows, potentially animated movies. And we want to provide the brand, the world, the stories, the heroes that Christian conservative children can grow with, you know, from age like 3 to 4 all the way to the 16, and the books and the topics mature with them. And we hope that it's an incredible tool for parents to help shape the character, morality, and values of our future generations.
I love that. Well, Trent, thank you so much for joining me. I have an idea for a book that I'm going to send you. But either way, I love what you're doing. You're saving children's lives and saving America doing in the process.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, bravebooks.com is the place to go if you want to check it out. And it's the Freedom Island Book Club. So thank you all.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Trent. And I'll talk to you soon. Stick around. We're going to be right back.